Okay, Dan, let me get this straight. We sent our information via the Arvest Home for Me app. You reviewed it here, and now we're pre-qualified?
Officially.
Wow, that's...
helpful?
Very helpful.
Home loans made easy. Arvest Bank, ready to help.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome. It's time for something yummy today. We're talking cooking school here on our K1 Community Connection. How you doing there, Miss Tina?
I am doing good. How are you?
Well, I'm suddenly feeling the need to slap on a bib because I understand tasty treats are coming our way.
Yes. It's going to be a good time. Every spring we have our cooking school, and this year is no different. And we are bringing back Miss Jamie Dunn. Ooh. She's going to headline our show and do several different recipes this year. And we're going to have some surprise guests along the way.
Surprise.
We are still doing our VIP experience, and we'll have the vendors come in to the community hall downstairs, but we're also going to add a cake competition this year.
A cake competition?
Yes.
Every place needs a cake.
Like, I love cake. Anybody that knows me knows that I love cake.
Yes.
I love decorating cake, and not really so much the eating part of it. I just love decorating them, and I think it's wonderful, but I'm not the best baker in the world.
Hmm.
Yeah, no, I don't know. Everything I bake just tastes awful.
Just
so
maybe if we had a little school for that.
I know. I need some help. So I'm reaching out to you guys. Send me your best recipes. They can be cake recipes. They can be cookies. They can be entrees, appetizers, any of that. We're going to put it in our cookbook. We have that cookbook that we give away in our goodie bag every year, and this year will be no different. The only thing that might be just a little altered is our logo. So, and maybe a name or two, but you know, it's still the same cooking show, and we love Jamie, and we're so excited for her to be there. But, you know, right now is when we need to start working on that cookbook. It takes a while to put together, Tom. It doesn't happen overnight.
Oh, no, you just don't wave a magic wand and it appears. It takes a lot of work by a lot of people.
It takes a little bit of effort. So we need those recipes. We need all the recipes we can get. So if they don't make it in this year, we have too many, then they'll make it in next year. But hopefully we have that problem, Tom. Hopefully I have that problem.
Will you take my recipe for the old man's chili?
Yes, we had that. I think we've had that in our cookbook before. Yeah. So,
some improvements and modifications.
Well, hey, you know, every time I make something, I make something a little bit different. I don't make it the same way every time. And I think a lot of people that like to cook or you know, kind of have that passion about it, not the same.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe restaurants have to stick with that, you know, because they have to have that consistency, but not at my house. I'm no good at that. Well, that's why I don't work in a restaurant, right? So I commend those people that could do that day in and day out, and it tastes consistent, and it's beautiful, and it's delicious. So I'm thinking of one place in particular. Oh, man. Anyway, so moving on, Tom.
Okay. Well, you know, I got a friend of mine who has what they call a Dante's Inferno chili.
Oh, yeah. I don't know about that. I'm not a burn my face off chili kind of person.
This waits till it gets inside you and then it goes off.
Oh.
Yeah, you get that little right there in the heart.
Yeah. I mean, with people that don't feel well or that are cold inside or have to work outside and come back in, that'd probably be a good warm inside out kind of thing.
There you go. But we're looking for food of all kinds, but cakes in particular, that'd be good.
Well, the cakes, we're taking a handful of cakes. We do have a registration form on our website.
Yes.
And you can get there to that form from BartersvilleRadio.com. There's a little click-through link on there.
It's on the right-hand side.
Yep.
Yeah.
Can't miss it.
Okay Cooking School.
You can't miss it. So click on that, find some more information, and you can also submit your recipe there.
Mm-hmm.
You can download a recipe form. You can fill it out, bring it to the station. You can email it to me, Tina, at BartersvilleRadio.com, or send it with a friend.
Send it with a friend. We can do that.
Yeah, you can submit
just
it there
it
at
here.
The website itself. Yeah. However,
get it here.
Yes, just you can drop it in the post box. We are PO Box 1100 and zip code 74005. So yeah, all kinds of ways to get it to me. So you know, Get them coming our way.
All righty. So we get the recipes. Once mm-hmm. we get the recipes together, we put together with many, many hands and eyes the cookbook magazine, which yes. is really something else. And that comes yes. in your goodie bag when we have the cooking school, which comes our way in April, is it?
April 12th.
April 12th. And then if you come in early like you should and visit our vendors, my gosh, you're in for a treat. You're going to be there for a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to meet a lot of your friends because they're going to be there too.
And you're going to get a lot of free stuff. You're yeah. going to get to register for door prizes.
You're going to win a lot.
Yeah, we have lots of door prizes that day. Mm-hmm. Lots of them.
Yeah.
And you get to vote for the cake that you like best.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it is a people's choice vote for one of them.
Yep.
And then we have judges with little criteria that they go through, and they'll pick two more.
Yeah.
And we'll take all three of those cakes to the stage.
Uh-huh.
And there'll be a little tasting party backstage. And there'll be a little deliberation, and then we'll announce the winner. So, and they'll get some prizes and fun stuff, and it'll be great.
It will be great. It'll be tasty, too.
Yes. And, you know, all those recipes that Jamie's going to do and that our VIP people will get to witness, that comes in your cookbook.
It does.
So you get to take that home. You get to replicate it. You get to look like you are the chef of your family. And how great is that? You have a big dinner party, invite the mother-in-law. You know, that always works.
Oh, burn.
I love my mother-in-law, but I don't know that she knows that I can cook very well. So, I gotta get that in there. And
yeah, I understand.
Yeah, my daughter-in-law really is the one. Like, my daughter-in-law can throw down.
Oh,
that
really?
Girl can cook. Like, wow. She's amazing. And I tried to get her to get me some recipes, and I might try a little harder this year. We'll see what happens.
Stick them in the book and see what cooks.
Then yes. But that she had her and my son does the smoking and the grill and everything, and she's got him doing a lot of that stuff, and they made smoked meatloaf for me. Oh my gosh, Tom. Oh, yeah, I know.
Really?
It's amazing. And she puts this sauce on it. It's a brown sauce. It's not like ketchup, but oh my goodness, Tom. Like, I'm going to have to, like, beg for that recipe to where we can have that in our book.
Mm.
Yeah, it's amazing. Mm. But, you know, she's the one I need to impress because...
she's got it going on.
Yeah, for sure. So hopefully we can get some recipes from her. Hopefully we can get some recipes from all you guys that are listening right now. If you think that sounds delicious, or if you think, hey, I have a wonderful meatloaf recipe, send it my way.
Yeah.
Any recipes. I'm not picky. I am not picky.
Mm-hmm.
So send it my way. There is a form that you can fill out. You don't have to. You can take a picture of it and email it to me. I'm fine with that, too.
Yeah.
I got to retype them all anyway, Tom. So it doesn't matter how you get it to me. Just as long as it's readable. And, you know, you might attach a phone number if I have any questions. But
yeah.
if it's not typed out, I might have a question or two. But, you know, you can go to our website there, click on that link, and submit your recipe there. You can drop it off, 1200 Southeast Frank Phillips. You can send it in the post box, which is 1100.
Mm-hmm.
And our zip code on that is 74005. Don't forget that. And, you can email it directly to me, tina@bartlesvilleradio.com. So lots of ways.
It's that easy. So, if you're really wanting to share this, you know, some folks are a little close to the vest on that. Others are like,
But it's a lot of fun when you go to the cookbook, when you go to the cooking show and you're like, oh, hey, look, there's my name. And, you know, you can show your neighbor, like, this is my recipe. And then you talk about it and then you make a new friend. So,
there you go.
Yeah. So by the time you leave, you have four or five new friends that, you know, you want to hang out with and cook with, and you have something in common already. So, yeah.
Next thing you know, picnics are formed.
Right?
Potlucks are
formed. Lifelong friendships can be formed.
A buffet at Merle's. There we go. Well, this is great. 8:41 is our time, and if they have any questions, can they call you here at the radio station, too?
Absolutely.
Yeah, 918.
Ask Tina,
though.
Yeah, ask for me. 918-336-1001. We can answer any of your questions that you may have. Mm-hmm. Our tickets will go on sale March 1st. Mm-hmm. I will be giving more information about that as we go along. We'll be talking to you several times throughout this next couple of months, Tom. We have some big things to do for the next few months. So
a whole lot of cooking going on.
A whole lot of cooking. We also have the farm show coming up.
Oh, yes, we do.
Yes, that's March 4th and 5th. So we'll be in here talking to you quite a bit about that and about the cooking show and all that kinds of stuff. So stay tuned for lots of information coming your way from us here.
Well, you know something? Everybody thought, oh, wow, boy, we had that big old Christmas giveaway, the Green Country Christmas, which was huge.
It was.
Yeah, and we don't sleep too long after that.
Nope.
We don't sleep at all, as a matter of fact. This was up and going.
Before that even stopped.
Before it even stopped. So just keeps on going on, and we do that because we just love our community so much. We just love to be a part of your life and livelihood, and we really appreciate it if you'd come on out and visit us at the cooking school.
Yes. Can't wait for it. You know, it is the highlight of one of the highlights of the year that I really enjoy, and we get to see you guys. We get to learn how to cook, which I love to cook. It's, you know, I love it. So
I think last year was really special because it got to the point where folks actually felt a little bit more comfortable about getting out.
Yes.
And hopefully it'll be the same this go around, and we mm-hmm. can just kind of grow on that and get reacquainted with one another and really just have a lot of fun. You know what? Food is a pretty good centerpiece of fun.
Yeah. It goes with everything.
It goes with everything.
And all the new improvements from the community center, like, I can't wait to see the new seats that are in there.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, all the improvements that they have made. And so you guys can come in and see that as well, and we'll just have a really good time.
Sounds like it.
Again, it's April 12th. Mm-hmm. So mark your calendars. That's a Tuesday evening. We usually try to have you out by, you know, 8:30, 9:00, 9:30 at the very latest, but home in time for bed for the kiddos to get up in school. We have a lot of kids that do come.
They do.
We have a lot of kids that are passionate about cooking and learning how to do things in the kitchen, and they blow my mind. They are so happy about being there, and it warms my heart to see the little ones happy about being there.
Oh, they're into it. I mean, they put the video games down. This is the real deal. They're going, watch this. And it's wow.
And some of them, the parents tell me that they can't cook for nothing, but the kids, you know, they watch the YouTube videos, they watch, you know, demonstrations and things like that, and they're just ready for the knowledge, and they're ready to absorb all of that, and we're happily there to instruct them and guide them on their way. So
this is going to be great. So once again, go to the website, bartlesvilleradio.com. Go to the right-hand side of it. Click on the icon that says, Cooking School. And then when you do that, you'll have everything available to you to explain what we've got going on so far. You can fill in your recipe there. And we also give you all the alternative ways to get your recipe to Miss Tina so we can put it into the magazine.
Yes.
Well, super. All righty. Well, thank you for being with us today. Thanks for letting us know what's going on.
No problem.
All righty. Thank you very much, Tina. And, of course, our community connection has been brought to you by our good friends at Arnold Morton Niekamp Funeral Home and Tallgrass Motors.
Is it time to start thinking about a new car? But the thought of dealing with the large dealerships is just too